Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We have a middle-of-the-month weekend here that is setting up very nicely behind the new moon. So let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes, so you can get the most out of what will likely be the last quality weekend on ice. Starting it out on Friday, March 8th, a strong start to our weekend. Wake-up lows in the low teens and highs getting up to just above freezing, right around 35 degrees. Those winds are going to be blissfully pleasant. Northwest light, 6 to 8 miles an hour all day long. You're going to have clear skies to start off your weekend on Friday, so get out there and enjoy it. Then we turn to Saturday, which is going to be our pick of the weekend for you ice anglers. It's going to be a great opportunity to get out there and get those shacks off ahead of next Friday's deadline on the 15th, because this might be your best chance as things melt and thaw and give you that ability to move those big shacks up and off the water and get them to somewhere safe. Wake-up lows are going to be right around 20 degrees on Saturday the 9th, with highs getting up to 40 degrees by the afternoon. Again, light northwest winds around 8 to 10 miles an hour, switching over to the south, and light and variable by the evening. Again, no cloud cover, making Saturday our pick of the weekend as those highs get well above freezing, so you can loosen your shacks and get them moved. Finally, our final day of the weekend is Sunday, March 10th. This is our new moon day, so you're going to see a lot of power this weekend here as we get into the middle of March. Wake up low on Sunday, going to be around 22 degrees, with highs getting up to near 50. Get those shacks off before they melt and sink through. Strong south winds are going to be a little bit breezy, so if you're out there in that portable shack, you're going to feel them 15 to 22 miles an hour. Some slight cloud cover building in, but nothing to ruin your weekend. So all in all, a really nice three-day stretch. Get those shacks off, get out there and ice fish, break those portables out, have a ton of fun, and make sure you take a kid with as we close out that hard water season. And as that one wraps, another one will begin for the open water season. Game and Fish is looking for watercraft inspectors. We caught up with Ben Holland, ANS coordinator, to learn more.
So North Dakota Game and Fish is still looking to hire watercraft inspectors around the state. I encourage you to check out our website. Those inspectors really interact with the public, talking about the importance of clean, drain, dry, and preventing the spread of aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota. It's a great opportunity for those people that want to go in the field of wildlife and conservation to get some experience with the department, to interact with the public, gain some skills, and start building a resume to have a career in fish and wildlife. From an education standpoint, those folks are our first line of defense. They get to really interact with those boaters and teach them about what they should be doing on the ramp every single time. Those inspectors are specifically put at accesses where there's risk involved. If we find that stuff, we can get it decontaminated and get everyone on the water without harming our waters.
That was Ben Holland, ANS coordinator with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Email him, bholland@nd.gov, to apply for those positions. That wraps it up for this week, folks. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.